He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I am Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points. And today on the show, we will be talking about mostly whatever you guys want to talk about. We're going to talk about the finals game that we just watched as the Oklahoma City Thunder looked like the kind of team that made them such heavy favorites in the first place. The final in game two was 123 to 107. We will talk about that game and some of my takeaways from it. I thought OKC going bigger again was a very predictable thing. They did that and looked better in those minutes than they did in game one. Just looked more comfortable. We'll talk about that in a second. I want to talk about ESPN fixed the logo problem. We'll talk about that. And the game's continued regular season kind of vibe to it in the presentation. So I'll laugh a little bit about that. Raj told me after game one that maybe, just maybe, this might be a long series. It might be. We'll see. But this game, especially with OKC getting back to their kind of norms, this, I don't know. I just don't. If OKC plays up to their level, I don't know that Indiana can consistently get up to theirs or to that level. So we'll talk about that. And then, look, I'm going to kind of race through most of that stuff, because honestly, this is the Lakers show. You guys don't really care much about the finals, I would imagine. And I need you guys to leave me questions. I got some from Twitter. I think I have some from the iTunes mailbag. And I'll check in on those over the course of the show. But to those of you watching live, which, you know, I hope you are. And if you're on Twitter, head on over to youtube.com/@LakersLounge to find the show there. But yeah, I hope that to those of you who are tuned in live that you leave some questions here over the course of the show that I can react and respond to, because otherwise this show might be 5 minutes long. It won't be. I'm pretty good at stretching and rambling and stuff like that. But we might be looking at a little bit shorter show here on this Sunday night, because that finals game was kind of boring. All right, so let's talk about that final there, 123 to 107. There was a stat that I meant to pull up and keep up, but I forgot. But Law Murray, who normally covers the Clippers for The Athletic, he tweeted this out. The Thunder outscored the Pacers 11-7 in the 5 minutes with Holmgren and Hartenstein sharing the floor. At least one of those two were on the floor for the entire game until 2:42 left in the fourth quarter, when the Thunder were up 17. In this game, you had Chet. He was a plus four. You had Hartenstein was a nope, he wasn't a game high. Hartenstein was a plus 17. Game high went to Aaron Wiggins, hilariously. We're going to look back on this series and, like, whether if OKC wins, maybe Shea wins finals MVP, or if Indiana wins, obviously Haliburton would probably win MVP. But we're going to look at the series, I would imagine. And this series is going to swing on, like, dumb Aaron Wiggins games, or, you know, we had Andrew Nembhard in game one go off. This one might be dictated by the role players, even if the stars wind up getting the final credit. But anyway, the Thunder, I thought, you know, stuck by their physicality advantages in this one a little bit more consistently. and took fuller advantage of said advantage. They grabbed 11 offensive rebounds in this one to Indiana's 7. They grabbed 43 total rebounds in this game compared to Indiana's 35. Indiana turned the ball over a little bit less tonight, but not quite enough to where it would even out that possession battle. Indiana turned the ball over 15 times. OKC turned the ball over 13 times. OKC shot a grand total of 82 field goal. They had 82 field goal attempts. So did Indiana. The difference was OKC shot 33 free throws to Indiana's 26. The Indiana hasn't had a 20 point scorer yet in this series. They need to get a little bit more out of Hallie than they have so far in this series. Indiana does. But I really do think though that the story for me watching this game was OKC just looking bigger in this one. When you try to match Indiana's pace, you try to match up with their spacing and their skill guys and all that stuff, you're going to run into some problems. Now, OKC did start the game with that same five-man unit. And tonight, Kayson Wallace was a plus 12. I think it helps to kind of get your feet underneath you a little bit. And, the Thunder kind of jumped on Indiana and, yeah, the game was over. I wouldn't say over, but it was not all that competitive after like three quarters of the way through the first quarter. You kind of knew where this was going. And look, OKC's really good, and we'll see what Indiana looks like at home. But it's a series that, you know, I have a fun question a little bit later on my betting strategy for the series. It's a series that now is, I don't know. I think it's kind of crystallized, but look, who knows? All right. The real story from this one was ESPN and the NBA fixing the finals trophy decal with one of the most ridiculous, so stupid. Jen said it looked like they drew a couple dicks on the floor, and it's hard not to agree with it. I'm going to try to find a graphic. I should have found a graphic of this NBA Finals trophy ESPN. Let's see if I find a... here we go. All right, here's a graphic. It's not the best picture, but it'll do for right now. But the conversation coming into this was, man, we sure do miss the big bold trophy in the middle of the court. And the NBA was like, you know what? We hear you. Your opinions matter. Your feedback matters. We are here to give you an improved look on the court and all of that good stuff. And here's what they were able to bring to the table. Oh, my God. So, I'm sorry. I don't know why. essentially, off to the side of the Paycom Center logo, which is, I believe, actually on the court, because that is who sponsors OKC's arena. Off to the side there, and basically every other logo that you see on the court, that is digitally inserted by way of ESPN and its sponsors. So you have like YouTube TV sometimes, and you'll have I think we saw Fantastic Four some in we saw some of Fantastic Four on the court. This time, having heard the complaints and trying to identify that this is an NBA Finals game, the NBA and ESPN landed on that. They decided that what everybody was missing was a couple of emojis. And it looks so bad. It looked terrible. For one thing, the logos don't even match. Like the one closest to us is clearly leaned over a little bit further. The one up top is for some reason like it's just wow. I was just blown away by how terrible this is. And look, the idea of putting together a graphic that would actually sit in the middle of the court and not cover up Paycom Center, which apparently takes priority here. The idea of that, even if it would have been smaller, apparently they are concerned that that would make the middle of the court more slippery, which, okay, I would say that, you know, you should be able to devise a court where that is a part of the court in the same way that the OKC would be. But regardless, apparently the technology just doesn't exist, or it would be too much money. Also of note here, take a look at the, now look, this is a screen grab of live action, so it's not necessarily fully representative of what the picture looks like when we're watching the game, but the image is shit, man. Like we're still watching the NBA Finals, the culmination of an 82 game season and three playoff rounds to get here. Plus the play-in and plus the in-season, like this should be basketball's biggest stage. And yet we are watching this on 720p, not 1080. By the way, some of you are watching this show right now, what is it? 1080p. Like I right now am clearer to you, the audience who is watching on YouTube or maybe on Twitter. I right now am clearer to you on your computer screens than the NBA Finals are to its audience. That's insane. And, you know, as we talked about in the last game or after the last game, apparently it comes down to ESPN making the decision what kind of cameras to have in the building and what kind of cameras to record this game on or to broadcast this game using. That still means that ESPN made a conscious decision to have its worst cameras. I watched the Manning brothers in like 8K. Peyton Manning has like a 7 head, and I have to watch that in the clearest high definition that exists to man. I'm watching this game and it's like, is that TJ McConnell or is it Pascal Siakam? I can't quite tell. What are we doing? How is this still a conversation? Now, clearly when you try to make half measures, you arrive at a couple of wieners on the court that are supposed to look like the NBA Finals trophy, the Larry O'Brien trophy. But this can't be your final product. As the narrative exists coming into the series that, yeah, this is just Indiana and it's OKC, it's not Lakers Celtics, nobody's going to watch it. The NBA is like, yeah, you're right. We'll go ahead and broadcast this thing like a, I don't know, like a high school Division III state championship in Iowa. That might be broadcast better than this, honestly, locally in Iowa. But yeah, that was the logos are just hilarious. They are going to be the kind of thing that I hope the NBA gets shamed into acknowledging. But holy cow, Adam, grow a pair, step up to ESPN, and ask them what the fuck they're doing with your sport. All right. The Justin Hartford Clippy would be proud of what we just saw from the NBA. That was just unbelievable. I cannot believe that the NBA, like, they had a meeting. There was a meeting. ESPN and the NBA had a meeting, and they're like, all right, everybody really, really wants the logo on the court. How can we do this? And some Nepo baby at the back of the room was probably like, why don't we just put a picture of them the same way we do the rest of our ads? You're like, would it look good? I don't know. Should we test it? No. Let's just see what it looks like live. And you arrive with a couple of peni on the court. It's unreal, man. Unbelievable. It's the problem is it's believable. The problem is, like, ESPN treats this sport with so little give a bleep that this is actually believable. All right, next up, we were going to talk about, Raj and I are going to do a show a little bit later in the week, but the last time Raj and I spoke, he told me how this was going to be this great series and how all of this stuff. I came into the series saying OKC in three, compared them to an SEC team that plays a Pac-12 team in those college football playoffs. And this game looked a lot like that. And for most of game one, it looked like that too. So for the vast majority of the series to this point through these two games, OKC has looked like the demonstrably better team. And look, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that this is a nice long series so I can continue to look and laugh at the way that ESPN fumbles this bag. But I still contend that this series is going to be over relatively quickly. OKC is just better. I don't think Dagno is going to continue to overthink, or he's already stopped overthinking the size thing here. Turns out, and as we've found out throughout these playoffs, bigger, stronger, faster really matters. And OKC is bigger, stronger, and faster. Now you do have the shooting variable. OKC is doing a really good job the Pacers shot 35% from 3-point range in this one. That's a number that they need to bring way up. And they you know, we'll see what this looks like, but I don't know. Next time Raj and I talk, we'll talk a little bit more about the matchups and stuff. But what it comes down to me is, OKC can do things that I just don't necessarily think Indiana has answers for. And Indiana, now they do make life difficult, and they could wear down the Thunder with the 3-point shooting and OKC having to close all the way out to a 3-point line for the duration of a series. The longer the series goes, the more you think that maybe that kind of wears down OKC's legs in this one. But I don't know. Raj and I went back and forth on this last time we talked. I walk away from this saying, yeah, this is kind of how I thought that the series was going to look, and kind of sort of how I think that the series is going to look moving forward. All right, let's dive into some of your questions here. We have a question from Lakers Fedora. Let's see. I did answer this last. Did I? I think I did. They were Lakers Fedora was asking about the notion of trading Dalton Connect to get into the first round. I know that there are some teams that are in the first round that are maybe considering moving out of it. I just think that the Lakers' top priorities right now are all getting better in the immediate future. And if you expend resources to get younger when you have so few resources to work with, it would, you know, you don't, you wind up coming up short in one of those ways. So, yeah, I would be pretty surprised if the Lakers traded into the first round right now.